Are you feeling a little dark, perhaps a little hopeless, and maybe lacking enthusiasm? Then today's Brandler Bits is the perfect remedy. It's all about hope, because things can only get better. Our show starts now. This is our annual end-of-the-year episode, and because of that, it's December, so we can look back at the year. It seems that lately, every year, people say, I'm so glad this year is over. Next year will be better. And this year, on the global scale, has been pretty terrible. Two wars, terrible atrocities in both, lots of unrest in the country, continued disasters in both climate and people, many, many unresolved issues that keep showing up. It's easy to get frustrated, hopeless, feel defeated, and powerless. All of this just seems so overwhelming. But I'm going to ask everyone who's listening right now if they can name five positive things that happened this year. They don't have to be large like I won the lottery or the Nobel Prize. Take a few seconds, go back in time, and remember the positives that occurred in your life this past year. With a little searching in our brains, we found things that we were happy about. They made us smile, perhaps even laugh. In finding those positives, did we forget all those painful things that occurred? How could we? No, we refocused our lives on the things that we did that made us happy, or on the things that occurred in our lives that brought us joy. We don't need special skills or special training to smile and recollect positives. When we change the lens on our view of the world, then we give ourselves one of my favorite four-letter words. That word is hope. Hope is defined as an optimistic state of mind that is based on an expectation of positive outcomes with respect to events and circumstances in one's life or the world at large. When we have hope, our lens changes. We see the world differently. We develop a sense that things can, and hopefully, there's that word, will be better. When we have hope, we begin to expect that things will get better. As a therapist, I work with hope all day long. Hopefully, this person will get sober. Hopefully, this person will be less anxious. Hopefully, this person will have less depression. Hopefully, this couple's relationship will get better. My hope is that people make the changes that they need in order to live a happier life. It's not a rose-colored glasses approach. It is the possibility of how people's lives can change and how this change will affect them and the people around them. When we are hopeful, the sun shines a little brighter. It still may be freezing outside, but it is just a shade brighter. So, how can we put hope into our lives? We can stop, pause, breathe. It's so easy to get caught up in the sea of negativity. If we take a stop or a pause and just breathe. One breath should do it, but a second one won't hurt. Number two, have gratitude. The easiest thing to do is to see everything that's bad. To change that, identify what you are grateful for. Write down one to three things today. Once you've completed that exercise, repeat daily. Number three, change your influences. If you spend any portion of your day paying attention to the news, it's a good possibility you won't hear anything positive. Part of changing your lens is decreasing the amount of time you spend focused on negative things. Find something positive to spend time on. Find a hobby. Find something interesting to research that's positive. Find even a site that has good news. You'd be surprised that actually exists. In addition, Limit your exposure to the Debbie Downers, doomsayers, and negative Nellies in your life. We all have them. Limit the amount of time their voice gets in your head, whether that be literally or metaphorically. In addition, find a positive person to talk to. We all have met a person who is amazingly positive, in spite of all the negatives they have endured. If that person is not readily available, imagine what that person would say as a commentary to your perceived negative. And I have one more. It's a little silly, actually. It's a song. Nearly 40 years ago, Howard Jones wrote a song entitled "Things Can Only Get Better." The chorus goes like this. And the phrase, "Things can only get better." And then we get this part of the song. Those whoa, whoa, whoas are pretty infectious. So the things can only get better with the whoa, whoa, whoas could have you singing this all day. Yes, an earworm of hope. You can hate me tomorrow when you're singing this all day. But we will all be smiling. Change is possible. I would like to wish you a very happy, healthy, and hopeful holiday season from the entire Change is Possible family. We will be back in the new year with more Brandler Bits. Thank you for listening today. Feel free to listen to past episodes at my website, www.changeispossible.org.